Nigel, sum up your feelings at the end of that one. That was a real roller coaster at the end there.
It was. First of all, we're absolutely delighted with the performance again over the course of the game. I thought the last two home games we've played some brilliant football, created chance after chance, and we've missed a couple, but also there's an element of misfortune when you're hitting the bar and they're getting kicked off the line and you're getting denied blatant penalties as well. But character again, coming from 1-0 down against a side unbeaten away from home, just a bit of naivety in the last 30 seconds and 60 seconds of the game.
Yeah, in terms of it coming from a set piece as well, that's something that's so frustrating, isn't it?
It is. Craig Alcott's given the first one away, which is the free kick in just in front of the dugouts. And the last thing you want to do is give set plays away, because when you're playing against 10 men, that's the main threat, to put the ball in the box. And then the corners come in and we haven't dealt with it. We've benefited from late goals again today, but in the last few weeks, and it just feels very cruel when it happens to you.
In terms of the performance overall then today, obviously that first half you were in... You dominated for long periods, didn't you? Just couldn't really break them down for long periods of today's game.
That's why they are unbeaten away from home, because they're set up very solid, not too adventurous. And I think Mark Howard's hardly touched the ball at times today. Unfortunately, one bobbled off him just before half time. We find ourselves 1-0 down. But the response again, second half, wave after wave of attacks. And I hope the crowd, that's how we want to play. Keep trying to sort of lay this out to the players at home and away if we can, but especially at home, attacking that cop end. It should be wave after wave, attack after attack, and eventually you'll get your rewards.
How do you go about breaking down a side like that then when they are sitting? Because it looked at one stage like they were going to get the 1-0 win, they were going to get the points from the game that way.
You just keep passing, you keep probing, you keep trying to look forward all the time, put good crosses in the box, which we did, set plays were good again today, and you've got to believe that something will come. On another day, you know, it's another 4 or 5 nil victory. But we have to get to that stage where we do give ourselves a bit more breathing space.
Jose Baxter today as well. He's that man, isn't he, who's got that little bit of spark that can break down a side, can unpick the lock.
Yep, should have scored after 40 seconds of the game, you know, when you think of that. And in the first half, Jamie Murphy's nearly gone clear as well. James Wallace has been clear in the box. So, but Jose, lovely to get him back on the pitch for an hour. He was tiring just after half time, you know, a couple of touches, ball getting stuck under his feet. So ideal then for Mark McNulty to come on.
Do you feel that Baxter could be the influential man this season? Do you think he could be the man who's the key?
I don't think we'll have one person that we pin everything on like that. I think it'll be spread around the team. You know, I think Jamie Murphy's a major threat. Mark McNulty's got another goal. Jam comes on and makes a goal and should have had a penalty. So I think it's got to be shared throughout the team.
Yeah, you felt that he was fouled in the area when he went down, that he obviously appealed quite strongly for it, didn't he, Jamal Campbell-Rice?
Not felt that. It was a clear penalty. And the linesman, the official again, assistant, whatever they call them, is 20 yards away looking at it unimpeded. And for the life of us, we can't understand why it wasn't given again.
James Wallace as well, he had that chance that he somehow put over the bar from, what, 2 yards out?
They're the sort that you have nightmares about. Not just for days, I think weeks after as a footballer as well. But, you know, his yard somehow scooped it over the bar. But take that away, I thought he was very, very good today, especially in the first half. A lot of the stuff was coming from him. Getting stronger all the time, just tightened up a bit in the last 20 minutes, which is why he came off. But he's getting there and he's getting up to speed, so I'm pleased with him. I didn't think we had a bad player today. I thought the whole team performed to a very, very high standard.
Do you feel that we're starting to see the best of Wallace now? He is getting back fit again, because there was frustration, obviously, him arriving, getting injured. You've had to wait to see him, haven't you?
Yeah, but I think there's still a lot more to come. I don't think we're quite there with him, Stefan Skugel, yet. I think there's much, much more to come from him.
In terms of the back line today, you decided to go with McEvely in at centre-half. What was the issue with Collins today?
Well, we've analysed some of the goals and we've just felt that we've been too deep at times. And it's gone on and on over a number of weeks. We've changed the right-back, we've changed the left-back, we've changed the other centre-half. So we tried a new back four today and they performed, kept Henderson quiet majority of the game and any other attacking threat as well. I think when you dominate to that degree that we did against a good side like Orient, then the back four are playing well.
So Collins was left out because it was a tactical decision then, no injury?
No injuries, no.
And he wasn't in the matchday squad either then?
No, we've got a centre-half, young centre-half with Harrison there to come on if we need him.
That'll be quite interesting for many people to hear, because Collins has been a senior player at this football club. He was someone who's been a regular in the side after the first couple of games where he missed out this season. So just, explain your reasoning behind it a little bit more for us.
I think you just have. When there's only crew conceding more goals away from home than you have, then there's an issue there and a problem. So it's our job to analyse it and address it and try and solve that problem.
How do you feel McEvilly did at the centre half role?
I thought it was very good indeed today. I thought Paddy McCarthy got better as the game went on, got himself a goal. And I thought the good pairing. It's natural as well to have a left footer and a right footer there. That certainly helps.
And in terms of McGehee, he's still someone that you're looking at to still keep improving, I suppose, before you put him back into the 11?
That's it. You know, he was always brought in as cover. He's brought in as fourth choice centre half, Harrison was. We've talked about this before. And
yeah.
So he's cover on the bench for us at the moment, which is where he should be at 18 years old. He's done incredible to play, you know, the games that he's played, hardly missed a minute for us. But it's time for him to have a breather, sit back, analyse the first 2-3 months, and then kick on next time he gets in the team.
And how did Neil Collins take not being in the matchday squad today?
I don't know. The squad goes up. Doors open. Anybody wants to come in and discuss it, they're very welcome. He hasn't taken me up on that.
Do you expect him to? Do you expect to speak to him this week?
You'd have to ask him. I have no idea. Doors there. Talk to any player at any time.
And in terms of now moving forward, you've got a week now, a full week to work with everybody. No midweek game there as a distraction. No Johnson's Paint Trophy game or anything like that in the mix.
I wish we had. I wish, honestly, when you finish a game in the second half, as we have done, despite conceding the goal, I wish we had a game tomorrow.
Mm. And you said as well that you're still looking to recruit, still hoping to recruit now with the international breaks here and gone now.
Not desperate.
No.
You see today, you know, I think we've got enough out there. It's just about working with what we've got.
It's just about getting things to click, I suppose, isn't it? Even more so. Two defeats in 12 now. I know you said earlier this week that it doesn't feel like that kind of run.
No, but it is, and that should have been another 3 points today. Somebody's going to get a tank in sooner or later as well with the amount of chances we're creating and the way that we're playing. I just wish we'd have got the 3 points because it would have been further sort of evidence for the players after Gillingham say, this is how we want to play at home. You know, the opposition have rarely gone into our half, you know, for 45 minutes, irrespective of the 10 men. And that's how we want to be at Bramall Lane.
Is that about a spell as well, I suppose, of getting the belief in those players then? Because you say they needed the 3 points to maybe give them that extra lift.
It will help, but you know, sometimes you've got to take the result out of it and say, well, how did we play? Let's look at this and we can look at the goals, you know, in the 97th minute or something. We know what's wrong with that, but let's look at the overall performance, and it was excellent today.